Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 30th of March of the year 2020, and on this day in history, in 1978, the British Conservative Party first recruited major advertising agency Saatchi & Saatchi for its campaign to win the next general election. This was the first time a British political party had hired a high-powered advertising agency to get its message across, and it changed the form and costs of political advertising, setting the benchmark for all future political advertising and preparing the way for the absolute f***ing ruination of any authentic representation of truth in the public eye. Happy birthday today to Celine Dion, famously a singer and one of 14 children. So as with all birthdays, I think we really need to give credit to the giver of the birth in this situation. 14 is a lot, not to say maybe too many children. Celebrations today include Virtual Vacation Day, very apt. So go on a Google Maps adventure or find a local botanical garden that offers a close-up plant adventure and really go your length. You've never been naked in the Vatican before? Why not take a peep at their website and touch the finger of God in the Sistine Chapel while dressed as Adam? Your guest today is celebrity conspiracist and man who was granted a Nobel Prize Award Ceremony eviction after trying to break into the Nobel Prize Award Ceremony to uncover what he believed would be a network of giant sentient frogs. Tom Ballard, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Alice. I've also done heaps of really good stuff that totally worked and wasn't an absolute failure, so it's annoying that you dwell on that stuff, but yes. Hello.
Hello. It's also World Backup Day tomorrow, so coming up today on World Backup Eve, we'll be looking at all the latest in IT news. But first, some headlines. Actors and comedians suffering severe withdrawal from the adrenaline dopamine of performance have accidentally overloaded all social media platforms with a wave of new online projects. Therapy drones are being deployed to performers in isolation in the hope that they can talk them away from the online audience and towards longer form craft projects as a way of fulfilling their artistic urges, not using the dangerously addictive online feedback loops. And suspicions are emerging that a number of politicians have been subject to cyber attacks, as many of them have seized up during press conferences or in response to questions over the previous months. When approached about the apparent DDoS attacks, spokeshacker Milton33 responded, "This isn't actually a thing. This is what happens when an inflexible brain meets an information request it didn't anticipate. Please stop calling me on this number. I didn't even know I had a landline." Riveting technological stuff there. And in traffic news, there's an unprecedented lack of traffic jams in major cities around the world, leading to a build-up in unvented road rage. The loose rage is anticipated to emerge in other forums, including home renovation rage, anti-government ranting, and of course, the internet. So keep an eye out for that. It's now time for your ad section. Hello, ad section now, because money's about to be worth nothing, so you might as well get rid of it quickly. We're all looking for home craft projects to keep us entertained these days, so why don't you try this little one, brought to you by our friends at the Mars Innocence Project. Take your roof or windowsill, wait until rain or dew is due, and once enough has come down that it's probably not dirty anymore, put out a few wide-mouthed jars or jugs and wait. In just 15 minutes to half an hour, depending on local rainfall, you'll have all the ingredients you need to put together your own homemade, locally sourced, half a glass of water. Half a glass of water for the artisanal water craftsman in all of us. Spoken by Alice Fraser for the Stir Crazy Institute of Ways to Entertain Yourself. Half a glass of water is not under copyright, but please check for bugs before consuming if you live in a buggy area.
You're like a meme that my auntie is sending me about how half a glass of water will cure coronavirus. Freak.
And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Audio Labyrinths. The labyrinth is an ancient symbol that relates to wholeness. It combines the imagery of the circle and the spiral into a meandering but purposeful path. The labyrinth represents a journey to our own center and back out again into the world. Labyrinths have long been used as meditation and prayer tools, and now you don't even have to leave the home to have the full labyrinth experience. Just download our series of audio labyrinths and select from over 100 different options. Whether it's left, left, right, right, left, along, curve, left, or right, left, right, curve, along, left, right, we have all the audio labyrinths you could possibly want. And if it's a maze-type labyrinth, we give you a bonus audio minotaur to freak you the f*** out at your moment of maximum relaxation. Audio labyrinths. Get lost with us.
Come on down to your local supermarket.
If you dare.
Take your chances with stock availability with our aisles and aisles of empty aisles.
Terrifying.
Engage with our interactive new quarantine pricing. Buy two, get a third one for $100.
Consumer economics.
Shove an old lady out of the way of the last tube of antiseptic wipes.
Energizing.
If you think you've come to terms with the state of humanity and the world, stop on by your local supermarket today.
And that is your ad section for today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Tom Ballard, you're our IT expert. You spend a lot of time ranting on the internet, at least. Tell us what's happening in the world of IT.
Oh, man, the internet is really doing it tough right now, Alice. Thanks to everyone being in isolation with nothing to do but stream wank and stream their wanks. The World Wide Web is extremely saddled and extremely sticky. It's a sticky web. We're hearing multiple reports of firewalls catching on fire, networks failing to work, and several people accepting so many browser cookies, they're now clinically obese. I think we actually have some live audio from the internet itself right now. Sounds tricky. The only country coping with the strain of this extraordinary surge in online demand is Italy, of course. Those bloody Wiggles have done it again. They're so good. And Australia, which, as we all know, has the best internet in the entire world, thanks to long-term investments by multiple Australian governments, public ownership, and publicly funded research and development made possible by taxing the extremely wealthy fossil fuel oligarchs that we used to have. Do you remember that, Alice? Do you remember where these few individuals with an obscene amount of wealth simply because they were digging up natural resources that labor needs stolen land? Remember how we taxed them all and they just made a heaps better society? That was so good.
I can't imagine how anyone would have made a different choice. It was the obviously right choice to make, and I just can't imagine another world where that wouldn't have happened.
You said it, sister. Some general news on how internet folks are dealing with COVID-19. Grumpy Cat is now officially f***ing pissed off cat. Keyboard Cat is now a virtuoso. He's so good. He's really good. He's got a lot of practice in. The kid from Charlie Bit My Finger video has been fined $20,000 for practicing poor social distancing. And the Chocolate Rain guy is still crushing it. He's just great. The Chocolate Rain guy is just great. Twitter is a bizarre mix of helpful and important information, heartwarming solidarity and love, heartbreaking stories of people stabbing each other in the face at a supermarket over measuring cups, and generally people losing their fucking minds. Basically, all the internet is just 4chan now. Everything is 4chan, and things like Lemon Party and Two Girls, One Cup are considered suitable for children aged 6 months and up. Obviously, there's a lot more online group hangouts and stuff. You know, people using Zoom and House Party and Skype to connect with people. I recommend using the hot new video cam streaming app Prism, which is courtesy of the NSA, MI5, and ASIO, the best surveillance security agencies the Western world has to offer. They've been watching and listening to us for years and years and have a range of cameras already installed in your apartment. So if you want to talk to your friends or family, simply say their name into a smoke alarm or a nearby lamp, and pretty soon the surveillance state will connect you riding away using the technology and swapping nudes. Yeah, not so hang up on all those civil liberties now, are you, you fucking communists? Woo!
And that's all we have time for the top story today, because now it is time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and guest, that's you today, Tom. Today, I think that was on the 22nd of March, today you mentioned the 1995 film Waterworld because of World Water Day. I seem to remember you did that before on a podcast, though that may have just been an echo of a distant parallel universe. Personally, I think Waterworld is a fantastic film, one that mirrors the Mad Max films not only in theme but also in originality and clever storytelling, but it has come to be known as the archetypal flop, a film you can laugh at because everyone agrees it's so terrible. Even my girlfriend says the only people who like it are you, me, and Kevin Costner. I just need to know, when you call Waterworld a great movie, do you mean it as genuine praise, or is it all just irony meant to get cheap laughs by making fun of an artwork everyone loves to hate? And if you are sincere, can you explain why people think it is so bad? Thanks, a fan with half a glass of teary eyes. Fan, I love Waterworld. I love Waterworld. I love it a lot. But that does not mean that the joke was not also a reference to the fact that everyone else thinks it's shit. I understand objectively that it's not a good movie, but I love it nonetheless. So I love
the sequel, Half a Glass of Waterworld. That was really good. Well, I've never actually seen it. Is it actually... Why do people think it's so shit? I mean, it could be a documentary at this point. Why do people hate it so much?
I don't know why people hate it. It's sort of slightly clunky and the acting isn't great, and the plot is slightly inexplicable, but I think it's got so much cool stuff in it and so many cool ideas, and I enjoyed it quite a lot.
I love with every fiber of my being Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, starring Kevin Costner, in which he did not even f*** around or attempt an English accent, and I respect that so much. That's an incredibly shit but amazing film, so Costner's out there, I reckon. He's bringing it.
I think there are so many, I either have bad taste in films or I have very, very good taste in films, but I'm not sure a fan with half a glass of teary eyes. I can't really help you, but I do actually like it, so I'm not making fun of it, or if I am making fun of it, it's in a loving way. That's all we have time for the letters to the editor. Again, remember, you can send a letter to the editor at the last
post. That's it? No other questions about anything else that people have in this? Any other problems or issues with the world? What is wrong with these freaks?
I takes the emails I get sent. The last post at somethingelse.com is the address for you if you want to send us a letter to the editor to meet Tom's high standards. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we will be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Please take a moment to recommend this podcast to your friends, family, and social networks as a short, sweet daily dash of absurdity / real informative news satire, delete as appropriate, in this all-too-real world. You can subscribe to the feed, so it automatically downloads every episode every day, and make it part of your daily self-care routine in these troubling times. We do keep happening every day, so feel free to binge once a week if you prefer to listen to a lot of one thing and not a little of a lot of different things. And your guest today on the podcast was Tom C. Ballard. Tom, have you got anything to plug?
I have a podcast called Like I'm a 6-Year-Old, where I talk to people about their politics and the state of the world and plan the revolution post-COVID-19.
I'm looking forward to it. My solo stand-up special will be available on Amazon Prime worldwide. It's called Savage. It's coming out on the 17th of April, and I'll probably be having a watching party via Zoom or Instagram, depending on which one I figure out how to use. Details to emerge on my Twitter at alliterative, A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, or via my Patreon. The Last Post is a something else, Alice Fraser, and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner, and as we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor, Jan Karbat, was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Karbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.